Well, I want to talk about something that I participated in with my grandchildren. We're here in San Antonio, Texas, as I have mentioned already on this broadcast. And earlier this week, we took our granddaughters and we went down to a bank here in San Antonio, downtown, up onto the roof. And there were a number of astronomers up there with their telescopes. And we watched as Venus started making a transit across our sun. The sun in the background, Venus between the Earth and the sun. It was marvelous. I enjoyed it. The girls got all excited about it. It was a very interesting time, and it's not going to happen again for, I think they said, 105 years. I think 2117 will be the next time this phenomenon takes place. I thought at that point, I've got to call Dr. John Whitcomb. Now, we don't need to know more about the scientists are talking about how Venus would do this and only does it so very seldom in our times in the past history as well. John Whitcomb is joining us. John, listen, I am so excited about this taking place. It was neat for me to be able to witness this with my granddaughters. But in reality, they're talking about all the scientists say, oh, billions of years this had to take place before you could get Venus, etc. It was just with four words, was it not, in Genesis chapter 1 on the fourth day of creation when the Lord said, and the stars also, and all this came into existence.
Praise the Lord. All Jesus needed was one word, by the word of the Lord, Psalm 33, were the heavens made and all the hosts of them, by the breath of his mouth he commanded, it stood fast. And I say, Lord, creating the universe was nothing, and he made the stars also, Genesis 1:16. You know, Venus is a beautiful planet. There are evening stars sometimes called. Of course, it's not a star. Stars twinkle, but planets don't, because they're closer. And I just say, Lord, help me to understand how Venus got there. Guess what? We've discovered that Venus spins backwards. Yeah. Most of the planets spin forward as they go around the sun. And yet there's a retrograde spin of our neighbor Venus over there. And another planet spins sidewise. That's Uranus. And many of the moons that go around these planets, Venus has none and Mars has none. We have one big one. Mars has two little ones. Jupiter, a number of moons. Some of them go backwards. Some go forward. That's God's wonderful way of saying, take a look. Open your eyes. Open your heart. I made these beautiful things for you to see as a little glimpse, a little taste of how great and glorious our God really, really is.
It is a wonderful taste of it, and I was so thrilled my granddaughters could witness this as well. And I talked to them about creation, basically similar to what you just said. One thought in the book of Job in chapters 38, 39, 40, and 41, even the Lord names each of those stars out there, and he knows exactly what's happening.
Isn't that amazing? Isaiah says that, you know, in chapter 40. He says, lift up your eyes on high, Isaiah 40, verse 26, and see who has created these stars, the one who leads forth their hosts by number. Now listen, he calls them all by name because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. What does that mean? It means everyone is different. Each one has a special characteristic. They're all different. And how many stars are out there now? Einstein suggested as many as the number of grains of sand on the shores of all the oceans of the world. We'll never number them all this side of heaven. And I say, Lord, that's enough. Thank you for showing us a little glimpse of your glory, your power, your wisdom, and help me to be sure to worship the one who did it, whose name is Jesus Christ the Lord, who came to this world, this tiny planet. Isaiah says it's the only planet in the universe where people can be, where living things can exist. You say, where does that say? Isaiah 45:18. He established the earth and did not create it a waste place, an empty place like all the other planets, but formed it, the earth, to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there's none else. How do we know that, Jimmy? Because of all the planets and stars and moons in the universe, he came to this planet, just this one, 2,000 years ago, to become a permanent member of the human race on this planet. And listen what else he says about this planet. Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done where? On earth. He's coming back to this planet again. Not to Venus, Nobody's there. It's 800 degrees Fahrenheit. Is deadly for any living thing. Don't plan to take a round trip to Venus. It'd be a one-way trip, friend. But thank you, Lord Jesus, you came here. You came to this planet, of all the planets in the universe, of all the places where living beings can exist. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Amen and amen. Dr. John Wickham, a very special friend to us here on Prophecy Today, one of our broadcast partners. Dr. John, thank you so very much, and we'll talk again down the line, I'm sure.
God be with you all. Bye-bye.